Hi guys, it's Shanman here on Monday, April 11th. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm just catching up on a couple of things here at the house, of course. I wanted to also give you guys an update of what I was doing for this week and what I did on the weekend. And Friday, I actually got a phone call from the auto body shop that had my car. Those of you who didn't know, my car was in the shop for about a month, and I called them up last week, and I said, hey, when am I going to get this car? Because, you know, I just really can't stand driving this rental vehicle. And it's not like the rental was bad. It was just, you know, when you're used to something that you like, you know, you'd rather have that in your life than, you know, something that you're borrowing, especially something that you're kind of paying for. So I called him last week, and I said, hey, what's the story with the car? And he said, well, you're not going to have it until, you know, next week, which would be this week. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know, okay, as long as I can get the car next week, I'm happy with that. So I got the call on Friday from the auto body shop, and they said that the car was ready. It was about 4 o'clock, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it up there. I gotta make work by 7 o'clock, and I live, you know, way out in the outer space. And I told him, you know what, I'm gonna make it, you know, just, you know, stand by, I'll be there. So I cleaned up and I got all my stuff ready, and I went ahead and I drove all the way into Scottsdale to the Scottsdale Auto Collision Center. And got my car. It was, you know, looks brand new. In fact, I got to thank the guys over there for setting that up for me and hooking me up. They even replaced a couple things that were pretty inexpensive, I guess. And they just, you know, the car looks brand new. So I'm very happy and very pleased to have that the car back in my possession. Then, of course, I went to work later on that night, and then I had to work, you know, do it till midnight, then come and turn it around and work again at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning at the station. That which wasn't too bad, you know. It was a rainy day. It was kind of nice to get out and just do a, you know, drive around in the rain, even though that's kind of dangerous sometimes, but I don't mind driving around in the rain. But it drove to work, did my shift, and then I headed on up to my sister's house and visited with my sister, brother-in-law, and my baby niece, and got to hold her for a little while. She's adorable. I love it. I just want to be involved in that kid's life, you know, as the uncle that hopefully corrupts her. So went to do that, then about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I headed on out to the west side towards Litchfield Park and had a barbecue over at my brother's house. He invited some of his in-laws over, and of course my parents were there too, so we had some slow roasted meat that was roasted pork, I guess it was, slow roasted into the ground with a marinade. And it's actually a pork that I have made here at the house, but I've done it in the oven. And, you know, still came out good, tasted the same. Well, it tasted kind of the same. He added some different ingredients and left out some ingredients. I usually put tequila in my slow roasted pork, but he didn't. And he said, oh man, that's actually a pretty good idea. So I think next time he's going to end up doing that. So just overall, it was a good weekend. I got to see family, and I'm very pleased. I'm very, you know, I love to see my family any chance that I get, you know, especially when it comes to my parents and my brother and sister. On Sunday, you know, I just spent a day spent doing a lot of chores and catching up and cleaning around here at the house, you know, and trying to organize things at the house and in my mind. So that's how it went for me. Today's Monday, of course, back at it again, and already did all my exercises, eating, you know, made my lunch for later, and I'm ready to take on the world this week, and I have a big meeting this week at the radio station for U-Fest, which is coming up not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So you want to stand by for all those details on what is going on and what, you know, like parking and events that we'll be holding at the festival. So you guys have a great Monday. I will go ahead and see you tonight at 7 p.m. Talk to you later.